Omer said processors are seeing a lack of enthusiasm from buyers of longline halibut and black cod because of high prices and frozen inventory left over from last season.
We came into this year with a carryover of halibut in the freezer. 2.5 to 3 million pounds of halibut in the freezer right now, which leads to the market not having to get real excited about fresh halibut, ready to fight the prices down.
Omer said frozen inventory going into the 2009 season dropped halibut prices into the $3 a pound range. Last year, processors were paying about $6.5 to $7 a pound at the docks, some of the highest prices in decades. And Omer said those high prices at the docks translated to high prices for consumers.
Those prices led to on the shelf in Seattle, Costco was $17.99 for fillets. You know, if you went into a Thriftway or other places, you were going to have to pay, you know, over $20, $22, $24 a pound. We're doing pretty well here in Petersburg financially, but I don't buy protein at $24 a pound. And so it got where halibut was only going to some pretty elite places, white table cod, you know, people that had money to buy that. And it led to not getting full consumption of last year's pack, which takes us into this year. Now, I don't think we're going to see the disaster we saw in 2009. We're not talking about dropping down to $3 or $4 or even $5. But we're not going to see this continued push of higher and higher prices.
Long lining for halibut and black cod started up March 17th, and the fleet has landed about 12% of the quota for both species. Omer said frozen inventory is also impacting the price for black cod this season, along with a weakening Japanese yen. Last year, high prices for halibut and black cod, as well as historical prices for salmon, made for a strong fishing season for Petersburg's fleet and processing companies. Omer called 2011 a very good year.
Lots of volume coupled with high prices led to very, very successful years. And if our fishermen are making money, it's good for travel in and out of Petersburg. It's good for our hotels. It's good for our bar. It's good for everybody. And certainly good for people in the business of supporting the fleet in any way they do. So very, very good year.
This year's southeast forecast for pink salmon is under one-third of last year's total catch, and Omer said he didn't expect another year like 2011.
Coming off the wonderful year we just finished, looking at this year, there are some, you know, lack of volume and maybe not the continued upgrowth of prices to live with. So it's like anything else in the fishing business. If you have a great year, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't look at a fisherman and say, you know, you can't base his livelihood on the best year he had. There's a lot of down years that we've faced. This year, volume is going to make it a tougher year.
Omer said it was too early to tell what salmon prices would be for the 2012 season. Trident is one of three large seafood processing companies in Petersburg. It also operates plants in Wrangell, Ketchikan, Bristol Bay, and the Aleutians. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.